Next question is, Sandra Wilson Borba. This is a consultation request by Dr. Kampf P, K-A-M-P-E. Please send a copy to Dr. Copeland. History patient is a 74-year-old female with a history of paroxysmal atrial fibrillation period. Patient underwent a cardioversion in the past period. Now patient has occasional paroxysmal atrial fibrillation in the last only few minutes period. Patient denotes syncope or presyncope period. Patient underwent echocardiogram by Dr. Basron that showed normal left ventricular function period. Patient also underwent workup for coronary artery disease and it was negative period. Current medication, metoprolol tartrate, 50 milligram daily. Flecainide, 50 milligram two times daily. Cortisone, 120 milligram daily. LHS, 5 milligram two times daily. Synthroid. Telmisartan, 40 milligram daily period. Allergies, penicillin, clindamycin, semistatin. Adolescent period, social history, no history of smoking, alcohol, or drug use. Patient is a retired school teacher period. Past medical history, hypertension, sleep apnea, paroxysmal atrial fibrillation. Review system in general, ordinary, recent weight gain, weight loss, vision, hearing impairment, cardiovascular, aspirin history, pulmonary, no history, pneumonia, COPD. Abdominal history, nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea, estimated nausea, arthritis, neurological, no history of seizure disorder, TIA. On examination, blood pressure 125, 63 pulses, 60 respiration, 16, HEND, no JVD, lungs clear by artery, heart is regular rate and rhythm, 1 hour, 6 systolic murmur, head rest and a border. There is no gallop or up. Abdomen soft, normal active, ball sound extremity. No edema. Clinical impression number 1. Paroxysmal atrial fibrillation. Number 2, hypertension. Number 3, sleep apnea. Recommendation. Patient's paroxysmal atrial fibrillation that is well controlled with the flecainide and beta blocker period. Since the patient has infrequent episodes of atrial fibrillation, there is no reason for changing any medication or any intervention at this time period. On the other hand, if patient's symptoms get worse and you have more frequent episodes of atrial fibrillation, then I will consider increasing the dose of the medication or ablation for atrial fibrillation period. Please send a copy to Dr. Copeland's office.